The Group Quest Daily News is brought to you by Audible and all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. You can find the links at thegroupquest.com. In today's news, we have some Steam Deck news about PlayStation Plus, Nintendo, and a little bit of Activision Blizzard. But we start today with some very heavy news due to Russia invading Ukraine. This comes to us from .esports.com, and there are organizations that are supporting Ukraine, such as G2 Esports. They changed their colors to the Ukraine colors. Ninjas in Pajamas, Estrella's Counter-Strike, Navi, and I believe that is all. But still, a lot of the teams are supporting Ukraine. And go to Team Liquid member Victor Goosens at Liquid Nazgul. Quote, We are heartbroken by what's happening in Ukraine. This morning, we received a request from a non-Liquid player stuck in another country who could not travel home. We will open our Netherlands apartments for him and any of our friends or colleagues in a similar situation. Now, it's not just the teams that are showing their support, but this comes to us from Kotaku.com, and there are developers that are wanting to help out as well. The tweet comes from GSC_GW. The Russian Federation has declared war on Ukraine. The future is unknown, but we are sure of our armed forces and country. We ask all, do not stand aside and help those in need. Support the armed forces of Ukraine. David Tristan's Twitter has Tristan and David and says in two tweets, it's hard to put a work face on today as our Ukrainian colleagues are being invaded. If you didn't know, the teams in Kyiv and Odessa have been central in making the games we love more accessible since Origins. Most of the customization options our players have become accustomed to come directly from the passion and dedication to Ali. They're also the ones improving our engines to ensure we can push accessibility even further in the future. To those that are taking refuge, we are with you all. That said, we move on to Activision Blizzard, and the SEC filing does reveal some details of the acquisition, and it is quite the article here because a lot of things does have to be filed when you make a deal like that, nearly $70 billion. Okay, this comes to us from Marvelhead.com, by the way. And this is what they have to do. But when they do that, a lot of light comes to these plans and why they did this. You can read that yourself in Wildhead.com. I just gave you reasonings why this have to be filed. Now we get into games a little bit. This comes to us from Destructoid. And so with the next one, because Dodgeball Brawler from Knockout City will be free to play, and they are separating themselves from EA. Now, there's no reason as to why this happened, at least anything that is written, but still, there has to be something going on, but you can still, you know, play it for free. And we move on to a little acquisition from Nintendo, because they purchased the studio that works closely with them called SRD. Now, there is no details as to how much the cost right now of that acquisition, but still, it wouldn't have to be that much, at least I think, because they have been partnered with Nintendo for pretty close to 40 years. I mean, look, they made Donkey Kong, Super Mario Brothers, and The Legend of Zelda, and all of that is on Nintendo. We go from there to, we talked about Hogwarts Legacy, but it looks like they're going to be delayed. This comes to us from DualShockers.com. And this comes to us from Robert Sereno at Geronimo underscore 73 underscore. According to at UHP, due to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, the Fantastic Beasts: The Secret of Dumbledore trailer has scheduled for today has been postponed to a later date. So once again, this is all due to a Russian acquisition, which is hurts more than what we think it hurts. So we'll see what happens on a later date. Now we go to PlayStation Plus, and according to Eurogamer.net, Spartacus may be close. Now there are apparently three different levels of payments here for the Spartacus. $10 level, the $13 level, and the $16 level. So we'll see what happens there, but they have to do something to really confront Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass. So we'll see what happens. Right now there's still no date, but if it's going to be close, then we're probably looking at about 3 to 4 months from now. Last story, and we know that Steam Deck is coming out, but they already have a plan for a Steam Deck 2. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and to me, they should plan this out properly. So if they're doing that, if they have a plan for that, then everything there should be fine. By the way, Steam Deck does look really good, so everything should be all right for that. One other thing of note, I believe it was yesterday, the PlayStation sales went up again and went down in just a few minutes. That's just my thoughts. So anyway, our thoughts are all with Ukraine, and so are our prayers, even if you don't pray. You can find us at Don Forge on Twitter. Myself, I'm at Joe Brums. And you can check out everybody at Don Forge and the DonForge.com. This has been a Don Forge production. All rights are reserved. Copyright 2022. Until tomorrow, we hope everything gets better. But I don't think so. The darkest days are yet to come for Ukraine. But keep your hopes up, people. We'll see you tomorrow.